For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, May 21st. Christian Kirk, want to talk about him today. A guy who just gets overlooked way too often, does not get talked about enough for the player that he is, for the impact he has made in Jacksonville and throughout his young NFL career. So we're going to talk about him today and dive into kind of expectations for 2024. Why he maybe has been overlooked, you know, how he's been criticized for the contract he got from the Jaguars, the injury situation last year, all that stuff. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. You can become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks, including discounts over at the shop. So diving into Christian Kirk. Like I said, just gets overlooked way too often, nationally and locally, in my opinion. When folks do talk about him, they bring up the fact that he got overpaid by the Jaguars by getting $18 million per year a couple years ago. The fact that he's not a true outside number one wide receiver. Now, did the Jaguars overspend when they signed Christian Kirk prior to the 2022 season? From a market standpoint, like, yeah, I think that they probably dropped a bag on him that no one else was going to compete with, you know, at $18 million per year. I think it's fair to say that. It's fair to acknowledge that. I actually, you know, back before I was doing the videos constantly full time, I was writing a lot, and I did a list of like the five players I think the Jaguars should target at wide receiver. Christian Kirk was, I think, number two on that list. So, like, he presented a lot of value in terms of what he brings to the field prior to getting to Jacksonville. I thought he was a guy they would probably pay if they did decide to go after him, like, in the $13 to $14 million range, not $18 million per year. But on the reverse side of that coin, has he earned every single penny that he's made in Jacksonville? Like, yes, 1,000%, and then some. Realistically. So Christian Kirk in 2023, he obviously had to leave the game against the Bengals, would not return for the remainder of the season, had to get surgery, had multiple injury issues going on. Before that moment, before the play where he went down and couldn't get up, the Jaguars were 8-3 in 2023. And they were 14-4 over their last 18 games dating back to 2022. Christian Kirk was a major catalyst for that. Led the team in receiving yards, touchdowns, and catches in 2022. He was on pace to do the same thing again in 2023. He's been great for the Jaguars. He elevates the entire offense. And I can guarantee you that the Jaguars would have made the playoffs if Christian Kirk didn't go down with that injury. If Christian Kirk remained healthy, was able to play throughout the final stretch of 2023, the Jaguars would have made the playoffs, and a lot of people would be talking differently about them right now. But he did get injured. The season fell apart. Trevor Lawrence was injured. The whole left side of the offensive line was in shambles injury-wise. So many guys went down throughout the roster. And so people kind of look at this team a little differently. And rightfully so. Like, the way they were built, they didn't have the depth to withstand what happened last year. And I think they've done a good job bringing in more depth in most spots. Like I've told y'all, I still think there's a couple depth areas that they could improve, specifically edge. But the future is bright in Jacksonville. And Kirk is a big reason why. The future and the present, right? He is not a dominant X receiver. Like, no, that's not his role.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work across 500,000 apps and websites so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that's kind of what a lot of people point at, is why he shouldn't get $18 million per year or whatever. But that does not diminish what he does for this offense, what he does for any offense that he would be in. He's a dominant slot receiver. Like, two-way goes. Nickel corners can't keep up with that. They can't defend that consistently. Not against Christian Kirk. Deep overs, he's excellent in that regard. Slot fades. You've seen Trevor Lawrence connect with Christian Kirk on so many slot fades over the last couple years. A lot of them have been big touchdowns. Finding the soft spot against zone coverage, he's a tough cover. He's a tough football player. I think he's really underrated. He's a reliable weapon for Trevor Lawrence. It's not just some of the big plays he makes, but it's the chain-moving plays that he makes as well. You know, he's caught 68% of his targets in Jacksonville. I think the presence of Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis is going to help him out as well. Like, those two guys can get vertical. Gabe Davis, I think, averages over 16 yards per catch for his career, has a high average depth of target. Brian Thomas Jr., high average depth of target guy. These two guys playing outside with Christian Kirk playing inside is going to open up some space for him, you know, over the middle of the field, in my opinion. But, you know, what kind of brought this on for me was seeing him at OTAs yesterday. He doesn't look like he skipped a beat. Like, and this dude was playing with an injured groin last year, got the abdomen ripped off the bone, required surgery. But he's back like he never left. He doesn't look like anything happened. In fact, he looks, you know, stronger than ever. I know everyone says that at this time of year. It's the time to say that, right? But it's true. He's back. Trevor Lawrence is back fully healthy. Your whole offensive line is fully healthy. You know, Anton Harrison's still not back to 100% after the surgery, but a guy that, you know, Anton Harrison played the entire year throughout that, so not worried about that. But Christian Kirk, Trevor Lawrence, as I mentioned, Brian Thomas Jr., Evan Engram, Gabe Davis, Travis Etienne, this is going to be a fun offense now, and Doug Peterson's going to be more hands-on. And, you know, Christian Kirk, he's online a little bit. He wanted to remind people of the player he is. Like, he wants to do that this year. Like, he knows there's people out there that kind of downplay what he brings to the table. But this guy's only 27, and he already has almost 5,000 receiving yards in his career. He has had a very good career. He is a very good football player, high-impact guy, character guy. He's currently under contract through 2025 with the Jags. I'd extend him next offseason. He'll be 28 years old, prime of his career, great chemistry with Trevor Lawrence, awesome slot player. He's the type of guy you want to pay. And look, you now have Brian Thomas Jr. under contract for the next 5 years, cost-controlled. You can pay Christian Kirk to be your number one veteran receiver. You can do it. I would even extend him now if he wanted to for like 3 or 4 years, $20 to $22 million a year. He might want to go out there and have like a dominant season though and get an even bigger payday. But the salary cap's only rising. Like $20 to $22 million, that's going to look like a bargain eventually. Right now, I mean, looking at his contract with $18 million per year, it's not even anywhere close to where it was just a couple years ago. So I told y'all earlier to be thankful for Trevor Lawrence. You should absolutely be thankful for Christian Kirk too. This is a good football player, good community guy, hard worker, and somebody that Trevor Lawrence has great chemistry with. So I'm excited to see what those two can cook up in 2024. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.